The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. It's time to put your money where your values lie. Break free from your big bank. Visit DuPageCU.com/join today. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
That's just mean.
Did you enjoy yourself last night?
Did
you have a good time?
It was really good.
Yeah, real good time. Probably the time of your life, huh?
They closed with this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Must have been cool.
It was.
Not a lot of people there, right? Like 1,000 people, they said on the news?
Yeah. Just about 1,000 people.
I was watching Alex Maragos. He was there
I saw him outside before I went in. He says hello. Alex says hello.
Alex is good people.
I said what's up to him. I talked to him for a little bit, and I was like, line's moving, gotta go.
I appreciate his report on the Metallica show that I couldn't attend, but I'm glad to see that it was a great time. Let's hear it.
It was a great show.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's honestly, it was one of the best shows I've ever been to.
Yeah, a bucket list item.
It was. Yeah. You know me. You know the Metro is my favorite venue in the city. I love it more than any place to see a concert. I've seen hundreds of shows there. I'm not exaggerating. I've seen hundreds of shows at the Metro, and that's easily the best.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's easily the best.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. Great set.
Play for a while last
2 hours,
night.
About 9:45 nice. To 8:45 to 10:45. Yeah.
Snappy, like a National League game. That's pretty good.
There's no opener. It's just an evening with Metallica.
That sounds delightful.
It was. Yeah. Huh. And that's kind of mean of the rotator to play that right as we start the show tonight.
No. For your information, that's how I was going to start the show no matter what.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I just wanted to get an update. It was a big to-do yesterday.
Yeah.
You went to this Metallica concert at the Metro.
I did.
You didn't tell me about it.
I didn't.
You got yourself a wristband. That
I
was
did.
Cool. You and JR, buddy duo. You guys hung out all night. You didn't say anything to me.
I recently moved.
I'm not too far away from you anymore.
I still don't believe that you would have come out and waited in a 5-hour line.
Please, let me hear. How did they start this concert off?
They played Whiplash.
Oh yeah, that's good. Wall. Yeah, old school.
They
went
into Harvester of Sorrow.
Yeah, that's a good song.
They played Sanitarium.
Well, of course, Sanitarium. That's a classic. Off Master of Puppets.
You
know,
we've seen them live before.
Oh yeah, I have.
You know how they do like the ride the
lightning. The time we saw them live, it was a good time.
You know how they do like the ride the lightning like medley.
Oh yeah.
Or they'll do like the Justice medley. No medleys. They play medley. Full songs.
Oh wow.
Full solos, full songs. None of that. They played Fuel. That was a big moment.
I take it.
It was really cool when they played One.
Yeah. That was cool.
Fade to Black was really good.
Yeah.
Our friend Jill was there, but I didn't see her, apparently. Apparently she was like 10 people over from me.
Jill's great.
And I didn't see her.
Shout out to Jill.
And I was kind of upset because I missed her at Ridefest as well.
Real close quarters, too. Like, really intimate venue,
only 600 tickets available. Wow. 400 for fan club members and friends and family.
Hey, you're right. Once in a lifetime situation.
Literally.
Pretty nice.
Like, honestly, at one point, JR said to me, I don't think I'm ever going to need to see Metallica again because this is...
Yeah,
it's
that
not
was
gonna,
it. That's
it's not
it.
Going to get any better than this.
Yeah, never again.
Uh-huh.
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 Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds really cool, man. I'm happy for you.
I'm sorry. I already told you I was sorry, but I still don't believe you would have come.
What are you sorry about? You sound like you had a great time.
This is so mean.
We only took you to a Bears game on Sunday. Beautiful tailgate that the family put together. My dad grilled. Did you not have enough high noons in the parking lot?
I didn't have any high noons.
Oh, what were you drinking?
I was drinking Miller Lights. Yeah.
All right.
Dad and I were drinking Miller Lights.
All right. We were drinking some high noons. There's Miller Lights. There was a bottle of vodka there. You could have just taken shots. It's cool. You enjoyed the tacos, right? Those are tasty tacos. that my dad put together there for
you? I didn't bring this up. Yeah. In fact, I didn't mention anything about the concert to you all day.
Dude, this is the first time we've really talked.
No, it's not. We talked. Yeah, we had an entire Sox game to talk.
We hung out in the IDOT bullpen, and IDOT reminds you that driving responsibly in construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com. And the conversation that we had in the IDOT bullpen before the show was that I was going to start the show tonight, Black and Abdallah, 6 to 8, right here on ESPN 1000. Jam-packed show, by the way. A lot of football conversation to get into. A little NBA, college football, a lot of stuff cooking here.
Oh, we're doing a podcast tonight? No one cares about Ben Simmons.
As the show started, that we would get your music review of Metallica last night.
You did not tell me this. You did not tell me this.
Well, it's not my fault you weren't listening in the IDOT bullpen.
The guys sounded great.
Yeah. What was the best part?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, when you see one of your favorite bands at your favorite venue, there really are no bad. Uh-huh. You're asking me to pick a favorite child here.
Yeah.
Sanitarium was really good.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Sanitarium was really good.
Just methodical metal just in your face. That's what Sanitarium is. It's 7 minutes long.
They played for 2 hours.
Such a great song. All right. Well, that's what I thought. I thought we'd start the show with that. Your Metallica review. So that's why
It was 5 out of 5 stars, man.
It's a great time.
I haven't been to the Metro in over 2 years, and it was.
Oh yeah,
it was fantastic.
Yeah, the roar of the crowd is as they hit the first note.
Why are you doing this?
What do you mean?
I already feel that. You're making me feel. You're doing this on purpose. I'm trying to be a nice guy.
I don't think so.
I didn't mention it at all. I didn't talk about it all day.
Well, you can. You could talk about it.
You didn't like my Instagram post.
Oh, you posted something?
Oh, now there's beef.
Let me check this out. Abdallah, you posted something. All right. Let's see. Oh, you got quite the photo out. Oh, a little photo dump. I see what you got here.
Yeah, we dumped now.
Two posts in 2 days from Abdallah.
Well, we had a big weekend, Tyler. It was a big weekend.
I know. Holy cow, you're close. Wow, did James spit on you when he was singing and you were
close? No, we were up in the balcony.
Yeah, it could travel. Could travel up.
No, we were up in the balcony.
All right. So that's it. You don't have any other thoughts on the
Row of the balcony,
the beautiful concert that you went to, Metallica.
Which you're still
at the Metro?
30 feet away. Front row of the balcony, 50 feet away.
Still front row.
Yeah. I didn't feel like pushing around or having someone's wispy long hair in my face all night.
All right. I mean, if that's all you want to address there, then we can talk some football.
It was great.
All right.
And it was It was great going to my one Bear game this year.
Sure. So, Justin Fields, your thoughts?
We did a whole podcast about this yesterday.
Yeah, well, we have a new audience tonight.
We tried to take calls.
Well, then people can call now. Go ahead. Give the phone number out.
312-332-3776 if you want to talk Justin Fields or ask me about the Metallica concert. If Chris will let you. What is there to say?
I know. Did you? You saw a football game, right?
Yeah, he should be starting. What is this BS that we're doing here with Dalton? So I wonder here is has if Fields plays well, but they lose, do they still stick with him if Dalton is healthy the next week? If it's against the Lions in Week 4 and they lose a closer game to the Browns, but Fields is okay, he's not great. Are we just done with Dalton now? Or are they going to go back and say, okay, well, we actually want to win games and we think he gives us the best chance to win because Nagy's been super stubborn about this?
Switch it back and forth between the two quarterbacks, which is probably not a good idea.
No, it's awful. It's an awful idea. Just at this point, we've seen the defense. They're not good enough to win a championship this year. So just let the kid play. Let him develop. What's wrong with that? This is a throwaway year anyway at this point. You're not winning anything this year. You saw the Packers play yesterday. The Packers aren't who they were Week 1. They're who they are yesterday. That's the Packers. And the Lions are garbage, and the Vikings will probably be around 500. You can't be around. You can be around 500. You can't be 500. You can be around 500.
Well, I don't think Minnesota's going to be very good this
year. No.
So I think that's a team the Bears don't really have to worry about in that sense. But, you know, Green Bay, after what we've seen through 2 weeks, you can compete with them. I don't think you can beat them. But can't you compete with what we've seen from Green Bay to this point? They're really good last night, really bad in week one.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like complete world beaters, right?
No, but I think that you look at the Bears aren't going to can't make a run in the playoffs. They might contend for a spot in the playoffs if the defense is going to play like this. But again, it's the Bengals. The Bengals are bad for, like, the Bengals are a bad team. They're not a good football team. They have good weapons on offense and a quarterback who threw 3 interceptions in a row. So Joe Burrow's probably going to be fine, but it's not like the Bengals are benching Joe Burrow after throwing 3 picks. No, they put him back out there. Just take it.
Let's go to your Bears calls at 312-332-3776. Todd in Schaumburg, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. I just want to talk some Bears.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think what they're doing to Dalton is like when your best friend doesn't write you a Metallica.
Yeah, yeah, right? Like, it's so kind of, yeah, it sucks.
You could tell from the accent that it was a bit.
Go Bears.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Todd. Yeah, yeah. Super serious Bears call there. Yeah, and yeah, when you don't get the invite to go see Metallica at a super cool location like the Metro, you know, once in a lifetime bucket list item, it's a cool thing. But you know, there can only be one Justin Fields in this world, and there's plenty of Andy Daltons. And I guess on today and yesterday, I'm just another Andy Dalton milling about this.
That's
world.
Not nice. You wouldn't have come and waited in line.
What do you mean?
You don't like standing.
Hey, don't worry about us.
You don't like lines.
All of us Daltons.
You don't like the rain.
All of us Andy Daltons just milling about.
You don't do any of that.
Ah, you never
You don't
know.
Do concerts. I think the last concert you've been to was the one that was Metallica with me.
No, not true.
That's not true.
Saw Kane Brown last year.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was awful live. Terrible. Can't sing.
You saw Jay-Z and Timberlake with me, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, that wasn't very good either.
No, that was not fun.
That was not good. He wasn't good. Neither of them were good in that concert.
No, it's not. No, not really.
But I'm glad you had fun, man.
Why are you doing this? I'm trying
You're
to be the
listening
nice.
To Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
All right, so it sounds as if Andy Dalton will not be ready to play for this week, week 3 in the NFL. The Bears travel to Cleveland to face off against the Browns. The Browns are a really good football team. I know they're 1-1, but their one loss is to the Kansas City Chiefs. So, you know, when you kind of look at this whole setup for the Bears in week 3, you know, this is a football game where the young quarterback, Justin Fields, is going to get an opportunity, but it's also the first time that the coaching staff is really able to prepare him for this contest. Like, some of the conversation that we had after the game last week was like Matt Nagy not really having Justin Fields prepared to play, and thus we saw some false starts. We saw some miscommunication issues on the field on Sunday against the Bengals when he finally got into the game. I blame all of that on Matt Nagy. I don't blame the young rookie quarterback on those different situations with the communication issues, because the Bears didn't prepare Justin Fields to be a starting quarterback. They prepared someone else, Andy Dalton, to be the starting quarterback. So hopefully this week against the Browns, Fields is prepared, because the game plan and everything going into the week is tailored around Justin Fields.
I also think that Matt Nagy wasn't ready for Justin Fields to come in, right? Like, he did so much prep with Dalton that everything was schemed for Dalton. And then when Fields came in, he didn't know, like, what to do. It was like, oh, no. That's why they rushed Dalton back out there on a bum knee and might have caused more damage if he got hit in it. You know, like, they were risking more damage to Dalton's knee should he get hit. So to have that situation play out that way and then not have a game plan set where we saw the false starts and it looked like Nagy was having problems getting the play call in because Justin kept on looking over to the sideline and was like, what's going on? Like, where's the play? So I don't think Nagy was prepared to have Fields as his starter or play very much in that game. They probably had some form of a few plays drawn up, like they did. You know, we saw before Dalton got hurt, Fields came in for a couple plays, then went back out. Then Dalton came in when he was healthy still. So they were probably still going to use him, but they didn't have an entire game plan ready. So to me, it was more that Nagy wasn't ready to call plays for Fields, and he should have been. Like, you need to always be prepared that your quarterback is going to get hurt. There are dudes on the other side whose sole job is to hurt your quarterback. Like, not intentionally, but you know what I mean. Get to him. So you have to be ready for that situation. We see it play all the time. Baker Mayfield went out for a few plays and then eventually came back into the game. Quarterbacks were getting hurt left and right last Sunday. And you have to be ready for that. It just seemed like he wasn't ready for Fields to go out there and play. And there were a few good play calls that, you know, we saw the Allen Robinson drop in the end zone, and we saw the Mooney drop, and you know, those balls were placed well by Fields, and you saw Nagy go down the field a little bit more, so he adapted a little bit, but there wasn't enough done to put Fields in a good situation to win that game.
I mean, the way you look at this football game coming up, you're going to have to run the football against the Bengals. David Montgomery had 20 carries for 61 yards. He had a long run of 11 yards. You know, Justin Fields was the second leading rusher as far as carries go in the contest against the Bengals. He had 10 carries for 31 yards. I don't need Justin Fields to run the football. What I think is lost in what people think of Justin Fields heading into the NFL is that he's some kind of running quarterback. He's a pocket passer. He was at Ohio State. Now, if the play breaks down and he gets outside of the pocket, can he hurt a defense with his legs? Absolutely. But I would not be designing runs for Justin Fields. I think that that's another aspect to the offensive game plan where Matt Nagy doesn't quite understand the quarterback that he has. And I also don't get, how does he not, you mentioned, he wasn't prepared for the rookie. How are you not prepared for the franchise quarterback? I mean, you know, the other teams around the league, they're preparing the young guys to get ready to play. They're not telling them to just go stand on the side and run scout team. And so, one, I wouldn't run Justin Fields. If he runs on his own because a play breaks down, good. That's to our benefit, but that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm not running RPOs with him. I'm not having designed quarterback runs. Because, like, didn't he do that in the red zone? And it was just like, what does like Nagy really know
it didn't
how
make
to
sense.
Utilize
yeah.
this player? And I would say, so Montgomery needs more than 20 carries. I want to see Davian Williams get 5 to 6 carries at least.
Yeah.
If not more. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to run the football against this Browns defense, which is pretty good. And then also, let's throw the football downfield. Justin Fields made a beautiful pass to Allen Robinson that Robinson dropped. And that changes the narrative to the way Justin Fields played. Mm-hmm. He went 6 of 13 for 60 yards and one interception in the contest against the Bengals. But if you tack on a 50-yard touchdown pass to that situation, it kind of changes a little bit the perspective on your rookie quarterback in his first outing. So I think what the Bears have here is you need to play ball control, run the football, and protect Justin Fields and let him slowly learn along the way, but also allow him to take some shots going down the field when the protection's there because he can make those throws. That's what I want to see against the Browns.
Yeah, I also want to see him play against a good defense. Like, the Bengals' defense isn't that good. You know, I know he had the interception late, but you want to see him play against adversity. You want to see him play in a situation where you can't just qualify and be like, oh, well, it's the Bengals. Because we did that with Trubisky, right? We did that with the last few years. We're like, oh, well, it's Washington. They're garbage. You know, or, oh, he did it against this team. They're bad. Or, you know, they were playing soft coverage because the Bears were so far out of it. So it's just garbage time. I want to see Justin Fields play against a good defense. I want to see him go out there and maybe struggle a bit these first few starts. It's not bad. Because you know what's going to happen. We're going to get the calls on Monday if he struggles against the Browns. They're saying, see, he's not ready. See, he's not ready. Look at what Zach Wilson did. Look at last week. Joe Burrow threw 3 interceptions in a row. And you said, and what, he's not ready? They're just going to be, that's it? He's just done?
You got to play the young quarterbacks, and you have to allow them to figure it out. Work forward.
And he's talked about making mistakes before. He's talked about it when he was at Ohio State. He talked about it in the preseason where if I make a mistake, I'm going to go, I'm going to watch the tape, I'm going to learn from it, I'm going to study, and I'm not going to make that mistake again. And that's what good quarterbacks do. Look at the quarterbacks that have started right away that have struggled and turned out to be really good, right? We talk about the few quarterbacks that have sat there for the first year, their entire year. look at the other quarterbacks that start, struggle, and then improve upon it, right? Like, look at Josh Allen. Completely different from when he first came into the league.
Yeah, Josh Allen's completion percentage in his first 2 years was terrible.
Exactly.
And people are talking about him being a bust.
Exactly.
And he's turned it around. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Let them struggle.
Ben, on the south side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ben?
So, my whole thing with Nagy and the whole quarterback situation, everything that we're going through together, you got to have rhythm. You got to have flow. Metallica had great rhythm and flow last night, didn't they?
They did amazing, dude. Oh, the rhythm section. Mm.
Must have been nice.
I mean.
Right. My point exactly is like, one got it and one didn't get to see it. I want to see it. Because as a Bears fan, I'm not seeing it. There's no rhythm. There's no flow.
Well, Ben, if you follow me on Instagram, at Adam A. Abdallah, you can see all of the rhythm and flow you want to from Metallica. But also, if you watch the Bears on Sunday, hopefully you'll see a rhythm and flow from Justin Fields and the offense.
I mean, I hope, but I mean, it's just, you know, I hope that we all can say that, just not one of us today.
That's fair.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for the phone call. Call again, all right?
Appreciate it.
You know, and I think that's where we look at the way this offense has developed over the couple of years. And like Nagy in training camp said, it takes a few years for his offense to get up and running. Dude, your offense is one of the worst in the league still. So like, what are we doing? Like, how long are we going to allow Matt Nagy to sell to the fan base that he knows a damn about offensive football when statistically they consistently are the lowest in points per game scored, the lowest in yards per attempt, the lowest in yards per play, all of the metrics that matter offensively. The Chicago Bears are at the bottom of the barrel once again with a rookie quarterback or without a rookie quarterback.
Well, and I gave Nagy the benefit of the doubt with Trubisky because we all saw with Trubisky, he just didn't get it at times, right? He was overthrowing guys. He was underthrowing guys. He was keying in on his first read too much, and Fields does that a little bit, but he's, you know, if it's the first read throw, it's the first read throw. Dalton did that too a lot because, you know, they're getting pressure quickly. So now he doesn't have the excuse. They brought in Dalton and spent a bunch of money on him because he knows the system, right? You also have a guy that you traded up for who won at the highest level, was in the college football playoff, made it to the college football national championship, right? So you have a guy who's a fast learner, one of the smartest young quarterbacks in the league, the smartest player coming out of this last class, and you have a guy who's supposed to know your scheme, who's supposed to be better than Foles and Trubisky, right? So now Nagy doesn't have any excuses. Before, you had some excuses. Oh, Foles is old, he's hurt, and Trubisky's Trubisky. He's a backup. That's all he's going to be, is a backup. So now it's on him to put the two things, to put everything together. So if you're seeing progression from Fields, but they're not winning, that's fine, as long as he's playing well, because he needs to learn from these mistakes. So if he goes out there and he throws that bad interception again, then you're like, okay, well now. But if he doesn't and he's learning from it, then it's not a bad thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, no, I'm totally with you. And that's what you have to do with a rookie quarterback. Like this, a lot of this has to do with the Bears not necessarily winning this year, but hopefully being ready to contend and compete next season, right? Like, by the time we get to week one next season, we have to know Justin Fields is the dude. Justin Fields has full command of this offense, and Justin Fields heading into week one is one of the players that people are raving about, much like we were raving about Kyler Murray heading into last season.
Yep.
Like, ready to launch and ready to take this team to the next step. This season, it's okay if you're around 500, you're struggling, but the young rookie quarterback is figuring it out. And each game, he's going to give us a wow play, which makes it worth playing him in the first place. Mm-hmm. Dre in the South Side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dre?
Dre.
Yo, what's up, Adam Abdallah, Chris Black.
What up?
I just wanted to say, I really am worried that Matt Nagy is going to ruin Justin Fields. I don't have no confidence in the guy. Ability to develop a quarterback. So that really has me apprehensive right now. I just don't see what the brass sees in this guy. His word salad, his whole shtick is getting real irritating. And before I go, I just wanted to let Double A know that, yes, sir, you are an ultimate hater for leaving Blackout on the concert festivities last night. My man, you are a hater. That's all I got, guys.
Thanks, Dre. Have a great night. Your thoughts on being a hater?
I don't even want to get into it, man. That's not even fair. That's not even fair.
How's it not fair?
Because
Okay.
All right. Said I was sorry. How many times do I need to say I'm sorry?
Oh, I appreciate it. I didn't. Dre brought it up.
You know what you're doing.
No, I'm just hanging out, man.
I got an extra football ticket to Primus. You want to go?
You're going to Primus tonight?
I'll get an extra ticket.
There's a lot of people out on State Street waiting for Primus. Chicago Theater this evening.
I was actually going to go, but it's really expensive. And I was like, that's a lot of money for a
Primus
concert. Yeah, it was like $100.
All right, we're going to take your phone calls at 312-332-3776. Also, who are the five best teams in the NFL? We'll tell you next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Black and Abdallah. ESPN 1000. And now on digital FM at 100.3 HD2.
Ned in Forest Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ned?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
We're good. What's up?
I'm telling your call screener how much I appreciate the breath of fresh air you guys are. Not blowing sunshine up the Bears behind, telling you what a great team they are. They beat a poor team this past weekend. And, yeah, they need to let Fields get out there and play. I agree with you guys totally.
Good call, Ned. We appreciate it. And that's Tyler answering the phones this evening, so he's doing a good job over there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One more thing. I think the idea of going to Arlington Heights is brilliant. The only problem that's going to happen is when the McCaskies get involved, they're going to screw it up, and it's not going to happen.
Thanks for the call, Ned. You know, it's funny. We haven't really talked about this this week. We both went to the football game on Sunday at Soldier Field. And
thank you for the ticket, by the way.
Man, it was so great to be back in Soldier Field with fans. You know, you're standing in the stadium, the national anthem is playing, everyone's cheering. It was so good to finally be back, right? Back in the stadium. When a good play happened, it was fun to cheer, high five everyone in the section and all around, right? It was a good time to be there. I'll tell you what, though. What a disaster is it getting in and out of Soldier Field. A complete disaster. And based on the service people that work in the stadium, I guess there's not as many as there were pre-pandemic. It would take a full quarter to go get beers.
Yeah, got
like,
drinks.
You and I stood in line for like 9 minutes of the second quarter trying to get drinks.
We went in. I would say we went in about 6 minutes left, and we were still out there for halftime.
Yeah, like
so it took a while.
Yeah, a while. Yeah, absolutely. It took a long time.
It took longer to get there. It took long to get into the stadium.
What a disaster it is to get in and out of Soldier Field. And listen, my family, my dad has the season tickets. They were my grandfather's tickets. We've been going to Soldier Field.
Thank you for the ticket, by the way.
For decades. This is what we do. My wife's family has done the same thing. We go to Bears games. We tailgate the whole thing. Like, I get it, but a more accessible stadium where you can enter from multiple different roads and locations with a bigger parking lot. So all season ticket holders and all fans going to games can have parking. Like that's what's needed. I know this story was kind of in the conversation last week on Waddle and Sylvia. They're talking about how there's rumors swirling behind the scenes. Just we'll see what happens here. But like, it really couldn't happen fast enough for the Bears to get a new stadium that could hopefully showcase the city of Chicago on a higher level, where Final Fours and Super Bowls and big time events could take the college football playoff. All that stuff could take place here in Chicago. And then plus, hopefully a Bears team winning football games into the playoffs, it'll be exciting. And that's what's needed, because you see all these great stadiums around the NFL.
Yeah.
And like Soldier Field just does not compare to the others.
I did the walk from the south end zone to the Brown line.
Oh, and that's still a 3.5 mile walk?
Yeah, it took me forever. Yeah. Like it shouldn't take me until halftime of the 3:30 games to get home. After a game.
That's what it is. I think my dad texted me. It was after 5 o'clock when he finally got back to Libertyville.
Wait, that's insane.
Yeah.
The game ended at 3.
Yeah. No, I know.
It was a fast game.
Yeah. Joe in Oak Forest, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I want to give you guys your thoughts on the rule change with the taunting. So, like, my take on it is, like, it's almost like with baseball, with the bat flip. It'd be like telling guys you can't do that. To me, I mean, football is one of the most emotion-filled games or sports that we have. And it's like whether you're laying a big hit, making an awesome pass down the field, catching the ball with one hand. I mean, these guys are going to do what naturally comes out of them. Just, I mean, you can't just tell someone to, like, not be human, you know? And then the other thing is I wanted to know if you guys noticed Joe Burrow take the shoulder and he kind of just, like, fell to the ground. I don't know if, like, he opened Pandora's box with that. Do you guys think that maybe more quarterbacks or, I mean...
Are you saying when he ran out of bounds, he kind of waited, and then the moment he was touched, he kind of went down?
Joe's saying he flopped.
Euro flop in the NBA? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, and it's funny because, I mean, he's playing in Cleveland, and LeBron's the master of it, so...
Yeah, State of Ohio, you're close enough. I'm with you, Joe. I think on replay, being there and watching that play, I'd say this. If a quarterback is 5 feet out of bounds, you don't touch the quarterback.
Don't touch him.
Now, did the quarterback flop on that? Yeah, could have. But you don't touch the quarterback. In fact, if he is slowing up and about to step out of bounds, I would say don't touch the quarterback. Because they're going to throw the roughing penalty in that situation, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The taunting thing is just ridiculous to me. It's football. They're professional athletes.
Yeah.
We are there to watch professional football players play this sport.
Mm-hmm.
NBA, MLB, taunting is a part of the game. Now, if someone gets up after a sack and puts their finger into the face mask of the player they just decapitated onto the field.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Standing over them, not letting them get up. Yeah.
It's like you're doing the Sam Cassell deal with your you know,
marbles.
Yeah. And okay, a little much. But if you make a play and you're clapping and there's some chit-chat back and forth between two players, what are we doing here? The penalty that the Bengals were called for when Dalton was, you know, rushed in the end zone, mm-hmm. and then he got up after he was hit, and then he looked at the ref, and then the ref finally pulled the flag out of his pocket. That's pathetic. That's not football. That was pathetic.
I mean...
That was garbage. It helped the Bears, but it was garbage.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Like, I like it when it helps the Bears. Like, we were in the stands.
That's wishy-washy.
We were in the stands, and I was like, I kind of like taunting. This is not bad. No, it's like...
That's a bad take from you.
It's stupid. Unless... Here's the thing. If the ref hears something that is said that is wildly inappropriate...
Okay, but it's also grown men playing football.
I understand.
So what are the boundaries of wildly inappropriate?
Ooh, this is good.
Mama jokes?
You can't. Don't bring your family into this.
No, you don't bring your family.
No, this is the field, man.
My
mom might be watching.
Okay, but she's on the field.
She might be in the stands.
Some of the best trash talk is about your mama.
If
you get sacked,
maybe the trash talking you did at Libertyville High School versus Stevenson High School.
Listen, if I say, hey,
those trails, those cross country trails, they got rowdy.
Hey, you guys watch yourselves. I'll clip you on the back of your ankle.
Get a little spike to the calf?
Yeah, you'll fly right into
a tree. Me, really skinny white legs coming through.
Paul in Elmwood Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Just real quick, I want to say I go to the games all the time, too, and I'm lucky to ever catch any part of the 3 o'clock games.
Oh, yeah. You're done for with that, yeah.
Yeah, but I want to talk to you guys about Fields' press conference after the game, him talking about the interception.
Uh-huh.
When you listen to him talk about it... He's pretty confident. He's got great recall of the play, and he's pretty confident of the decision he made. It's almost as if he would make that choice over and over because he was taught to do so, and that's pretty concerning. What are they teaching this kid?
Well, you know, and that's an interesting point you bring up there, Paul. I would say maybe it's not necessarily the fact that he's confident he would just continue to make the same mistake over and over again, but maybe he was just being confident in the response,
mm-hmm.
and saying like, well, that's why my decision was made. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I would say, you know, who's coaching it? Who knows? I mean, do you trust Matt Nagy to get the most out of this player or to get the most out of this offense at all? I don't think the trust level with Bears fans is very high right now with Matt Nagy.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you just saw, just look at what they did last week early in the game against the Rams, taking the timeout within the first 15 plays when you're supposed to be scripting. Usually teams will script most of those plays. You took a timeout way too early. And then the way he approached Justin Fields when he came into the game, when he had to come in an emergency when Dalton was hurt. First, you put Dalton back in on a bad knee. Then you don't know how to manage Fields on the side, like during the game. I don't have any confidence in him right now.
Major on the south side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Major?
What's going on, guys? I finally got through.
What up?
How many times do you call? We take calls.
All calls.
You're always welcome, my friend.
You know what? I usually call around like the nether times, which is like after midnight. But I never really.
Oh, we're not here then.
This is my
What show are you calling?
Wait, hold on. Are you calling 312-332-3776 after midnight?
What do you think's on the air?
Yeah, you know what?
No, Major. Because no one's here. We leave at 8 o'clock. That's national programming, man.
Yeah, I know. Like, this first time I called, you got the show around this time.
Okay.
But, you know, usually, you know, I'm going to keep it honest with you.
Freddie Coleman's not here.
After that midnight hour, I'm kind of lit. And
sure,
it's a great idea.
It happens.
Flowing.
Yeah.
So,
and you're just hoping that someone's in the studio and they'll pick up.
Someone answers, you know, but I digress.
Stosh is cleaning the studios and you think he'll answer.
There you go. But, I digress. I was calling you guys to talk about how, you know, just the whole Soldier Field thing. I want to say if they do sell and, like, go to a different stadium, that's cool. But I've personally been in Soldier Field, and it's not a high-capacity stadium. But what I will say is, like, because it's such a confined stadium, when the Bears sell out and it's a home game, it's just as loud in there as any other home stadium, you know, and the fans are going crazy, so I'll say that. And then about Justin Fields, this is just my honest perspective. You're going to have to see what he's going to do eventually. And now that you have this opportunity to actually let him play, you know, and I'm on Bleacher Report, I'm in the community, and a lot of these dumbass Bears fans, excuse my French, they're saying, oh, well, let Justin Fields sit, you know, and I'm like, bro, he's going to make the same mistakes he's making now, whether you sit him for a year or whether he plays now. So you might as well let him play now, get through all the growing pains now, hope that the defense maintains their dominance from this last week, and just keep it going. I mean, yeah, the only drawback is, yeah, Matt Nagy just might destroy him because of his play calling. But even with that said, the experience of him starting and being at the helm of an offense, being responsible for scoring the most points possible for this team, being responsible for putting points on the board, that experience within itself is priceless. I'm going to hang up and let you guys talk.
Good call, Major. Call again, all right?
Call later tonight.
Before midnight,
no,
right?
Call later tonight.
No, don't call tonight. Call next time we're on. We're on tomorrow night. Call tomorrow night. There you go. I mean, calling after midnight. You never know who will answer.
Greetings and salutations, Major. How are you? It's Freddie Coleman.
Well, no, I mean, like, did you guys know that Stosh retired and he went back home? Did you guys know this?
I did. Retired. Yeah.
So congrats to Stosh. Man. He used to come into the studio all the time. He wouldn't care that if Jonathan was doing his show. He would come in and start cleaning and tell us about the Blackhawks.
He finally finished.
Stosh is great, man. So friendly. Every single night.
Love the Blackhawks.
He would ask us about the Blackhawks every single night.
But hated the Blackhawks.
They what was the word? They sucked.
Yeah. No good.
Blackhawks.
No good. Well, good for him.
He also had some words that we can't say on the air that I think sometimes got through when he'd be yelling and Hood would be doing his show. But yeah, Stosh no longer is here. So congratulations to Stosh. And yes, Major, we're only on till 8. So if you call, no one will answer after 8 o'clock. Song of the Night is next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Do you have your five best teams in the NFL? Five worst teams?
Like right now?
No, like maybe in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. No, up, I mean, I have them.
After 2 weeks of the NFL season.
I just think you
season.
Want them right now.
I just want to make sure we got
just
that ready.
Just didn't think you wanted them.
Rock and roll with that. We're going to talk NFL football in 10 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. Who are the best teams in the NFL? Who are the worst teams? And we'll also look forward to week 3 with the Bears heading to Cleveland for that matchup. It's Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. We're here till 8 o'clock, and usually here on Black and Abdallah, around 6:50 each and every night, we'd like to bring to you the song of the night.
I want
to
rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
And the song of the night is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football is back, and Coach Fitz and the 2020 Big Ten West Division champs host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, and Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Tonight's song of the night, we go to Earth, Wind, and Fire, September from 1978.
Yeah, come on. Sometimes it's obvious. It's the 21st of September. We're going to play Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Here it is.
I just want to know, Chris, I got a question for you.
Yeah. Helmet sticker to Nick Palazzolo, because I think he snipped this one out early today.
Yeah,
snipped
he did.
Out real early on Twitter. He tweeted both of us.
Yeah.
At Chris Black, at Adam A. Abdallah.
He said, I'm pretty sure that I know what Song of the Night's going to be tonight. And then Trey Tunes in the Twitch chat. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. It's brought to you by Pinehurst Resort. He sniffed it out during the show as well. So it was like, because people start guessing when we get close to it, and everybody was like, why can't we be friends because of our Metallica fight? Well, people thought it would be a Metallica song, Unforgiven.
No, today is also the Biz Markie song came out today.
Oh, okay. We've already done Biz Markie, though.
That's
so,
what I'm
yeah.
saying. Yeah. I think there was also a third major song that was released today that could have been an option, but
okay.
I think so it's a good one.
This is. So these lyrics right now?
Yeah.
Right now, these. The body as, okay. All right, all right. So songwriter Ali Willis was initially bothered by the body as, the because it doesn't mean anything.
Right, just
and here's the quote. I said, what's I just said, what the blank does body ya mean? And he, Maurice White, the song, the vocalist, said, who the blank cares? Don't let the lyrics get in the way of the groove.
That's true. The groove is definitely there.
Well, I always thought they were saying party on.
Tyler.
Sorry. Tyler. So it was also used in a chant. The English, I love this part. This is my favorite part. The English national team during the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia said, whoa, whoa, England are in Russia.
No.
Whoa, whoa, drinking all the vodka. Whoa, whoa.
That's bad.
England's going all the way.
All right. Okay. Now, yeah, but they didn't.
No, they didn't.
So
no.
Shout out to them.
They didn't.
All right. Your song of the night, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It was also in an episode of Mike and Molly.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lynn.
What was that song fact that you snuck in there about a CBS sitcom?
In the Molly Makes Soup episode of Mike and Molly, the guys sing the song while riding in a limo through downtown Chicago.
Oh, wow, yeah. All right. Follow ESPN 1000 on Twitch. Watch us live and join the chat. It's all sponsored by Pinehurst Resort. It's Black and Abdallah. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.